Break and Scott with Ziggy, Radioslot.com. Welcome to the show. We are coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are. We talk about anything and everything on the show, and if you're not offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
Whose voice is that?
Wow.
It's the voice of a long-lost friend who's been...
Did he escape again?
He's been on the road quite a bit.
Dude, if I could just get away from the authorities long enough, I could have a little fun.
That's Scott. He's on the run from a crime he may or may not have committed, and every now and then he has to take off and...
Innocent till proven guilty.
Dodge the three-letter agencies that are looking for him. I'm Brian Drake. To my left and to your right, we have Coach. How's it going, Coach?
You know, it's Monday morning.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, buy the dip. Apparently, the stock market is crashing, and everybody's in fear of their financial lives.
Yeah, it's insane.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell what's going on when you're just reading Twitter, because there's just so much repetitive crap that just doesn't, you know, give me facts. And it's like, well, the fact is, it's down quite a bit.
So, quite a bit.
Yeah. Is that where you're getting your news from, Twitter?
Yeah, pretty much.
You're killing me.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I just go for the quick and easy stuff that I can then use to research more, and it's just like, yeah, whatever. Anyway, a lot going on that has nothing to do with panic and fear. Dogs help their owners become healthier. Scott, you're going to love that one.
I might go on the run again.
From your dog?
From, yes, all things dog. I just not a fan of the dog.
We have a school, one school, they're having some very good luck with a no cell phones rule. Massachusetts Hospital Network will no longer report babies that are born addicted to drugs because that's mean to black people. And we got all kinds of stuff. Aerosmith is done, which was just like, oh my gosh.
I didn't know they were still around.
Yeah, well, they were planning a farewell tour, and then the lead singer had some sort of vocal damage, and he's not recovering from that, so they're just like,
he's not faring well?
No, he's not. And he's there, so they're like, we can't go on, we're retired. And that pretty much is that story. Harris and Trump can't agree to a debate. I got a good joke for that one, but we always start with a crazy on the way. You guys have any? Blank stares.
Yeah, for me. Well, I wasn't sure if I was next or whatever. The stock market thing has had my attention. Friday it started dropping and dipping in a healthy way, and I'm just not a stock market person. So if I hear about it, something must be going on.
Yeah,
because that's a sign. If it's big enough that I hear about it, then it must be something. And then this morning I'm getting notification random on my phone about the stock market. I was like, what? Why do I need to know this? So anyways, I'm curious, are we on a recession? Are people so depressed about the Democratic candidate that they think we're going to crash now? And
I don't know.
It's a good sign for the Republicans when it comes election time. Because
we'll
a bad economy is usually one of the greatest markers for a change in regime.
We'll see. Yeah, oh. I could speculate and make all kinds of comments. I'm not going to.
Well, you watch. They're gonna come up with something because they're in power in the next couple months, where all of a sudden there'll be this surge of the economy right before the election. You know, the Fed will drop rates, and of course the right will say, "Oh, this conspiracy. Well, they're setting me up not to win."
And, it depends on how much damage has been done up to this point. If they can do anything to help a quick recovery, a shot in the arm, if you will. I'm not sure they can.
Well, they could have done that by lowering the rate much sooner than this.
Mm-hmm.
They chose not to.
Yeah.
I mean, the cost of money right now, we've talked about it before, and I'm in construction, but the cost of money has just slowed things down, and there's tons of work out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's been crazy. End users, owners are, yeah, let's value engineer this project. Let's
value engineer, that means do it cheap, right?
No, find ways to cut money out of it.
I see.
Change this, change that, do a little less of this, a little less of that. And, you know, consequently, a job start used to take 6 months. Now it takes 2 years.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my crazy on the way.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at the NASDAQ website, and it is down over $500, which is almost 3%. The Dow Industrials is down almost $1,000, which is almost 2.5%.
Hmm.
And the S&P is down over a little over $150,
wow,
which is basically 3% as well. So,
well, bring it on. Stock market's been overbought for quite some time. I've been in cash forever waiting for something like this. So,
not gold and silver?
I've been looking for cash.
Yeah. I have a little gold and silver, not a lot. So, all right. Well, I got something funny that happened. It was Saturday, or last Saturday. My wife wanted to go to a thrift fair at the fairgrounds here in the town we live in. And it's like, well, okay, we're, you know, I'm not doing anything else. And it's something nice for us to go out and do and yada, yada, yada. Of course, we get there and it's all clothes. I was hoping for some sort of maybe some antiques type stuff, you know, something of interest that I could look at. But it was all clothes. It was all.
It was a thrift fair? I thought it was a craft fair.
No, it was a thrift fair. Like all the stuff you would find at a thrift store. It was all clothes. All the types of old clothes that you might find at a thrift store. It was a tsunami of sweaty, tattooed, fat chicks. And
oh, did you have
just,
to?
Yeah, I did because, you know, I played a game the whole time while I'm just, you know, standing around. It's like, okay.
Brian Drake's Naked Cruelty, yeah, we're
gonna
live and well, we're
gonna
first
play,
segment.
We're going to play Spot the Lesbian. So I think that one, maybe that one.
Oh, man.
Definitely that one. And
Scott's third T today stands for triggered.
Yeah.
Brian is triggered.
So it was it was air conditioned in the building, but there was far too many people for it to be of any use.
Oh, so it couldn't keep up.
No,
and you should find a good HVAC guy.
Yeah, I should. Anyway, it was not. I didn't know what to expect. I did not expect what we got, and even my wife is like, "This is kind of lame." And you know, we went through, and she didn't buy nothing, and then we left. So.
She didn't buy nothing, huh?
No.
So your text to me at that moment was, I said, AC in the buildings? And you said, it's on, but not winning against this crush of humanity.
That's right.
And then I said, laugh out loud, womanity.
Yeah.
Did you buy the guitar shirt?
No. No, that's one thing. Yeah, that's one thing we did find. It was an official Gibson shirt that had Gibson guitars all over it. And it's like, no, I'm not buying that. Sarah did try to have a little bit of fun with me. She's like, well, here's one you can wear. It was this hot pink shirt that was way too small for me. And it's like, honey, what are you trying to say? I mean, you know. And it was a bust all around. $15 for parking and not a lot to show for it. So
thrift.
But I didn't.
It's unwanted, people's unwanted crap.
Yeah, and it was all clothes. It was all girl stuff. It's like what you know. It was not. Luckily, it was only 90 minutes, so it's not like a huge chunk out of my life. But
you can't get that 90 minutes back.
Yeah, what I would have been doing anyway. It's, you know, it's like I'm going to waste it here, waste it there, whatever. But it did give me something to talk about today. So for that, I guess it was worth it.
So something came out of it.
Sure.
It's interesting anyway that they're having fairs now for thrift stuff. Because mm-hmm. You used to be able to go to a thrift store to get your thrift stuff, and it was all contained in these thrift stores.
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried to deal with a thrift store lately?
No.
Oh, it's become a total racket. You want to drop stuff off. Most of the stuff they won't accept because they know it's garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they're having to do fairs because you can't actually deal with the thrift stores.
Interesting.
So
I would figure that. I mean, I know.
That's my theory.
I mean, I know a lot of women that shop at those places. They get good deals on stuff that isn't terrible, and you would think they would need more stuff because of the popularity, but then maybe I'm wrong at how popular it is.
Yeah, no, I know someone whose favorite thing is to go to thrift stores
mm-hmm.
and could spend the whole day, and I can't do like 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I live with one that's one of her favorite sports.
Your helper?
My helper. Yes, she yeah. She enjoys going to thrift stores, for sure.
Yeah, well, hey, I did find one stock that's on the rise.
Which one?
AMD, Advanced Micro Devices.
Oh, yeah.
They're up about 2%.
Okay.
So if you're in the market.
So it's not all bad.
No, it's not all bad. There's hope.
You know what? Things are going
to
be.
Shout out to my AMD people.
Things are going to be stupid until after the election. That's just the way it's.
And then it's going to get more stupid. That's, yeah, this is not.
Can we just skip to the second week of November? Can we just.
It's not going to be any better then. I mean, if Kamala wins, the right wing is going to be screaming. If Trump wins, the left wing is going to be screaming. We're in for a 2020 marked the start of a roller coaster, and I don't know when it's going to end. I'm getting a little sick to my stomach now with all the dips and loops and. All the stuff associated with it really is exhausting, but no, it's not gonna. It's not. There's no one's gonna throw a switch on November 6th, and then we're back to normal. That's not gonna happen.
I disagree with you.
Really? Because it didn't happen in 16. It didn't happen in 20.
I think it did. I think to some extent. I think things calmed down at that point.
After the election.
Yeah. I think
calmed down in a sense that the right, you know, all the peaceful protesting stopped, but then you still had all of the angst and tension of individual groups and
half the country is.
I'm talking about financially ticked off, and you know, I think interest rates will drop at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I think the Democrats will do that as a look what we did right at the end to boost votes.
Yeah. You see, Elon Musk is all upset with the Fed for not dropping him now.
Mm-hmm.
He was out getting vocal about it. So,
yeah.
I never understood. You know, bears go into hibernation.
Mm-hmm.
I never understood that. I was like, wow, how could you sleep for that long or just shut down for that long?
That's a good question.
And all of a sudden, I want to be a bear.
I know.
I want to hibernate until December.
Well, not only can you you can just hibernate for a significant length of time, but women like bears. They would rather be around a bear than a man. So look at teddy bears,
right? No, I think I want to come out right before, like the week of Thanksgiving, and then I can have a nice big meal. I can skip Halloween. That holiday's lost on me for sure. So yeah, let's hibernate.
I would do that. I'm down.
I'm dreading having to talk about this stuff for the next several months because I think it's just
That's why I'm trying to find other things. I mean, we got to talk about some topical things, but then we can hit dogs making their owners healthier and let's see another one. Well, then Elon's had it with California gender rules.
Just Elon?
Well, it's because he's moving to Texas, moving his company to Texas. So, yeah, okay. I tried to say I have some lighter stuff in here, and I really don't.
I like the story about the no phones at school. I like that.
Yeah.
My kid's high school has done that for years, and I thought, I thought it was wonderful. I think they're more efficient and they get to actually do school stuff. I didn't like that I couldn't reach or access my kids during the school day. But there's positive sides to that, too.
Yeah, but you never could reach your kids during school days unless you called the school directly and had them paged. And I mean, there's a way to do it if it's an absolute emergency.
Yeah, absolute emergencies don't really exist. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Let the kid do school and leave them alone. Let them leave me alone so I can work and get some things done. Because once the school bell rings, then it's over, right?
Yeah.
Everything's fair game. So I like that they're banning phones. I want to combine it with the other story above it, the dogs making their owners healthy. Because I want to ban dogs, too. Have more than just schools.
Okay.
I'm so bitter about the dog. I got to get over it.
Right. You're never going to.
I will one day.
When he passes away,
we are going to party.
That's not really getting over it, though. Is it?
Actually, I know if I can because my helper will freak out if I party the dog's gone.
When Ziggy was house sitting for you, I went over there for dinner. My wife and I, and we were smoking in the backyard, and we would blow our smoke out, and your dog was trying to eat it out of the air.
Oh yeah, no, he is. Psycho, okay. Demented, twisted. He's not all there.
Okay. Because it got to be a game. Blow it in the dog's direction and see how much he can get out of the air. And I thought, we're not helping this animal here.
Yeah, when somebody's crazy, they'll say, the elevator doesn't go to the top floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, and with my dog, it's not even on the bottom floor. It's the elevator's stuck in the basement. Okay. And has no power.
Well, we will get to these stories in a moment. We are up on a break.
And we're going to talk about the Scottish as well.
Yes, I forget what I have for them
here. We're going to learn how to do hate speech with a Scottish accent.
Oh, that's right, that's right. Okay. That's toward the bottom of the list. All right, back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy, radioslot.com. I got to mute the guys here because they're furiously talking about stocks and stock apps. Are you guys having a panic attack that maybe your portfolios are going down the tubes?
No, I'm super curious about all this stuff. Well,
so I'm in cash. I'm okay.
Yeah, until the dollar drops out.
That's right.
I got a buddy in Texas that talks to me all the time. He's like, the dollar is going to be worthless. He's and he's not even gold. He's like silver because they use it in tech so much.
Right.
Oh, I was in Mexico recently, and the locals there, they wouldn't take my U.S. dollars. They wanted pesos. I said, what's that about? He said, dollar's worthless here.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
insane.
That's a little scary.
That is far out, yeah. All right, so we got a no-phone rule at a school in Jackson County, Missouri. A new rule forbidding students from using their phones in class has gotten a surprisingly positive response. The phoneless policy introduced and enforced at East Jackson High School has so far led to a significant increase in student engagement, and a marked decrease in bad behavior since it was introduced at the start of the 23-24 school year.
Imagine that.
What took them so long?
I don't know. Principal Joel Cook says no cell phones means engagement is up and drama is down. When you take away that compulsion to access Snapchat and TikTok, kids find themselves having to concentrate and participate in some of these debates in the classroom. Students, staff, and parents have appreciated it. I don't mean to be snarky, but it's like...
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I do. I do, because it's typical school politician speak, but...
Oh, is this Mississippi?
Yes.
Mississippi?
Yes.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
And Scott, you were saying...
They're a couple decades behind us, I think.
Yeah, either during the break or before we took the break, that your kids' school had a policy like this for quite some time.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to think back to, like, 2015, like, when my oldest was, like, a freshman and such. You couldn't use phones at school back then.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this in one of the previous podcasts, and the other school here in town didn't have that policy when I was coaching there. They didn't, and it was a nightmare.
I'm sure it was.
I used to drive to the field, like through the school. My assistant coach was Josh Cho, was my assistant coach at that time, and we're in my truck, and this kid's walking, and it's a road that you drive on,
mm-hmm.
and he's walking down the road, and I stop. And we're sitting there watching this kid walk down the middle of this car road, texting. And I said, hey, look at this. And the kid walks and literally hit the front of my car and popped his head on the hood because he had his face in his phone. I was dead stopped, and we're just looking at him.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's just walking straight forward and ran right into my car. Yeah.
But, yeah, we should ban phones from walking.
Well,
no phone used during walking.
Well, certainly in a street or a crosswalk.
I'm looking forward to when they ban it in cars. Like, you're not allowed to use your mobile device when you're driving your car.
Well, we kind of already have that. You can't.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Because I see people all the time that need to know that rule.
Oh, okay.
Well,
stopped at a light and they're sitting there staring at your phone. You got to honk the horn because mm-hmm. they don't know that the light's green. Come on.
Shameless plug for Tesla. So I drive a Tesla.
Oh, no. Here it comes.
No, stop. So, you know, the self-driving and all that, it's just, it's wonderful in stop-and-go traffic. It's, you know, I don't like the address-to-address one where it's in complete control. I don't care for that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're on the freeway and you're just going, and it keeps you on the road, even a windy road.
Right.
And I don't know what organization pressured them, but now, there's, you know, you get updates 3-4 times a month mm-hmm. in a Tesla. The new one is, or one of the newer ones is, you lower your eyes and it stops your self-driving. And it, I also understand.
Wait a minute. Now, hang on. They've got some sort of retina scanner.
They've got a camera right there.
They're watching you.
There's a camera.
See, you're completely convincing me never to buy a Tesla. There's a camera in the car that watches your eyes that will...
You lower your eyes, and it warns you, and then it stops the self-drive. You actually have to stop your car. You have to pull over, stop your car before it will let you re-engage the auto drive.
Wow.
I understand that one of the very, very newest updates will put you in Tesla jail. If you do that too many times, they will ban you from using auto drive for a period of time.
Oh, no, I'm being controlled by the man again.
But, you know, it's funny. We're talking about Tesla and Elon and this and that. I got to mention, we're talking about cell phones. I got to mention the Godfather, Joe Rogan, the Godfather of podcasts.
Okay.
For future reference, we'll just say the Godfather.
Right on.
Has a new, we've been talking about this amongst ourselves. He has that new special. It was wonderful.
New stand-up special.
Yeah, yeah. Well, again, that's his main gig, right?
Where do they find it?
Netflix.
Okay, thank you.
It's wonderful. But he also has a new, his own stand-up comedy club in Austin. That I would, if I get that way, I'm going to go there.
Sure.
But when you go to his, there's a word for it. When you go to his comedy club, you have to take your cell phone, and they put it in a velvet bag that locks.
So they don't want any
phones.
And
they hand it back to you.
Yeah.
There's actually a word for those little bags. But you have no access to your cell phone during the show.
All right. They want you focused on your companions or the show itself. Okay, that's fine.
They should start a school.
I'm just saying, it's like, and it, that was important to him, that if you're there, you're there for this. And I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, no, I agree. So
Tesla stock is down over $9, by the way.
Uh-oh. So
they're under $200 a share for the first time since June.
I want to buy.
I'm going to jump out the window or something.
Buy the dip.
So anyways. I killed the discussion with the Tesla stock. We were talking about no phones. The less we do phones, the better.
I think one of our first conversations when we started this podcast was the dumb phone. That was your thing.
Oh, yeah. No, I never use the word smart and phone in the same context. It's just, it makes people dumber. In fact, the reason I was gone for a while, one of them was I went on a little vacation, right? Figure if I'm running for the authorities, I might as well go to a resort or something like that.
Yeah, they'll never find you there.
Yeah, no. They're not looking. And so one of the days, we went down to the pool, and I just turned my phone off for the whole day. It was glorious.
I bet it was.
This is wonderful. I didn't know what time it was. Zero alerts going off.
Gotta like it.
Yeah. I'm going to do it again.
All right. Very good. Let's talk about dogs and helping their owners be healthier. Let's see. A poll of 2,000 dog owners revealed that while 39% of Americans reported their emotional health is most improved by their dog, mental 27% and physical health 25% didn't fall far behind. Canine counterparts most improve mental and emotional well-being by comforting their owners when they are sad and helping them through stressful times, 69% and 60% respectively. So the
dog
science is settled.
This has got to have a disclaimer on it.
Why?
Because it has to be the right dog.
Okay.
Because there are dogs that will make your health worse.
Now,
I know one in particular.
Are you a dog guy?
Yeah, we have cats. I mean, I like them both.
But are you a dog guy?
Yeah.
Okay. So I've been a dog guy, dog trainer, raised dogs my whole life. Now, I've never had Scott's experience. Ever. I know Scott's dog.
Yeah.
And
I'm kind of right.
He's half a bubble off.
And you're talking about the dog, not me, right? Wait, no, because I'm more than a couple bubbles off. The dog's only one bubble off.
No, half a bubble. He's not quite level. But nine times out of ten, it's owners, right? It's not the dog. But, yeah, this, I believe everything this says.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like having been, again, a dog owner for my whole life and many different breeds and all that good stuff. Yeah, they're true helpers.
Yeah, no, I agree. Cats are the same way.
No, if you have a good dog.
No, cats are not the same way.
Yes, they are. No, they improve.
Not even close. Yes, not by a country mile.
No, yes, they are. Because they will comfort you and they cuddle and snuggle.
They don't
give you
comfort you.
Yes, they do.
You are telling yourself a story.
When I had a shoulder injury and I was laid up on the couch, my cat would come and sit on me and purr on my arm, and it actually started to feel better after that.
Yeah, the cat does that for its own benefit. Cats are the most selfish creatures.
He is not a no. Marlo God's is not. Earth. No, he no. is not a. He is not a lap cat. And for him to get
this
on my
is
lap,
like a true.
No, he's a cat shoulder person. Cat.
Well, yeah. For him to actually climb onto me and lay on my shoulder was pretty significant. He doesn't do that.
Do we have a new nickname for you? You're the cat lady.
Cat lover, at least.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, I agree with J.D. Vance on the childless cat lady statement. So you know. So I kind of
missed that one.
Yeah, cat dad for Vance or cat dad for Trump.
I was off the grid for when he said that and all the repercussions.
I know, and now we got a bunch of house frows that are claiming that they're going to rise up and vote for Kamala and get rid of Vance. It's like I don't think so. But anyway,
well, you're going to hate Trump. You got to hate his running mate, too.
I guess.
It's part of the membership.
That's true.
No, cats, I am less of a cat person than I am a dog person. I've never been a dog person. And my current dog is making me less of a dog person.
You're still not a dog person.
No, guilty. Or thank you for that title. But cats, I think, have at least one trait that I love.
Selfishness.
No, they will get rid of rodents.
So they have a function.
Yeah, they can make sure that there's no mice and rats and things like that. So I like that. And so I was telling you, we were on this vacation. We went to an outdoor restaurant right on the ocean, and it's open air, and the birds are always coming down trying to steal French fries and things like that. And it drives me nuts, right? And I'm looking around, there's no birds. And this one bird comes down. I'm standing at the check-in table. And these two ladies are trying to give my wife and I a table. And we're standing around. And here comes this little bird comes down and lands on the deck and starts, you know, pondering around. And all of a sudden, this cat comes out from under, there's a hole in the deck, a couple places where tables come up through the deck or whatever. This cat jumps out from underneath the deck and attacks this bird and is clawing at him. And it was a half-sized cat. It was not mature yet. But this bird just like freaks out and then it takes off and just is gone. Nice. And I'm looking at the cat going, oh, that was awesome. The only thing that would have been better is if he had actually caught the cat.
or caught the bird.
And it's like, I get dinner and a show. But the bird gets away. The cat ducks back down underneath the deck. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at this, and my wife's like, what was that? And I turned to the hostess ladies, and I said, that was amazing. Does that happen regularly? And they kind of like, yeah, kind of. So, you know, they're not really answering. And I said, wait a minute. Please tell me that this establishment has trained some cats to make sure that the birds don't come down. Is that what's going on here? And I mean, very specific question. And these two girls, they look at me and they kind of smirk and they don't answer the question. Your table will be ready in 15 minutes. Like, change the subject, right? I was like, oh, they don't want to get in trouble with the animal rights people.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was loving it.
Wow.
It was a great moment.
Like bird protectors you're talking about?
No, the cats were like,
no, I'm talking about animal rights people, the bird protectors.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, in my cowboy days, it's like you always had feral cats around, and you'd feed them and want them there because they take the rats out of the barns. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like you got to have cats around.
Yeah, that's the only reason I would have a cat.
Well, we are up on another break, and in fact, our next segment will have to be shorter because we went over on this one. But we're going to cover Scottish police warning that hate speech law, their new hate speech law, will force cuts in actual crime prevention.
Hold on. We have the very last one on the list that we've been holding for Scott.
Oh, that's right. The Kurt Russell list. Okay. We'll try and get to that, too.
Oh, here we go.
Back after this. Greg and Scott with Ziggy, Radioslot.com. I have forgotten so far to say Ziggy's not here. May his zigginess forgive us for not mentioning his name. Because everybody might be wondering, where's Ziggy? Well, no, Ziggy's not here.
I'm wondering if I'm ever going to get Billy.
We're going to have to work on that. And because, I mean,
how many billings can we have in a title, right?
I know.
At some point.
It might just have to be Drake and Scott and Friends. I don't know.
But we have to find a way to highlight his sterling personality.
That's right. All right. Well, we were going to start with the Scottish police story. We actually want to do one we've been holding for Scott's return here. It's the, I don't know, I guess it's not really a ranking, but it's an article about the best Kurt Russell movies. And we're all big fans of Tombstone, so
I
thought we would talk about this. Scott, you in particular are a huge fan. I've actually been to Tombstone to go and see the OK Corral and some of the places that are referenced in the movie. And
tiny little place.
It is tiny, but it was a wonderful visit. My father and I went in September of 2001. We got back home on September 10th. If we had stayed one more day.
Oh, you would have been stuck.
Yeah. So this article, the first one they list at number one is The Thing from 82. I've never seen it.
That's number one?
It's really not. It's just the first.
They're not really ranked. I don't see a ranking.
It's not a ranking.
But you were calling it a ranking. That was what I
guess. It's just, yeah, okay. It's just a list of his favorite movies determined by whoever wrote this article. Or his best movies, determined by Mr. Richard Chakowski, whoever he is. Anyway, so he starts off with The Thing from 82, continues with Escape from New York, then we get to Tombstone. Or wait a minute, no, we get to Big Trouble in Little China, and then Tombstone.
Yeah, Tombstone.
That's just wrong.
I'm having a real issue with this list.
I was like, what?
Big Trouble in Little China was a good movie, very funny, but it should not be above Tombstone. And then Bone Tomahawk, I've never heard of that, from 2015. Hateful Eight, I haven't seen it. Swing Shift from 84, no idea. Breakdown 97. Used Cars 1980. I think that was a good one.
Nobody really knows any of these movies.
I know them all.
Do you?
I know them all.
Oh, The Hateful Eight. Yeah, that was pretty good.
And then Escape from L.A. in 96. I remember that one.
Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was dad in Volume 2 of Guardians. Yeah, okay. He was making movies in 1971.
Yeah, well,
He's been making movies for over 53 years.
When he was a kid, he was in an Elvis movie. I think his big scene with Elvis was kicking him in the shin for some reason. I forget which movie it was, but
he was doing Disney movies back then. He did a ton of movies.
Yeah.
Oh, Backdraft. Forgot about that one.
He's been at it for a while.
That's a good one.
And he's
Universal Studios has a whole thing on Backdraft, a whole ride.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was in the Furious Five for
several of them.
How many of them? They're like 13 of them now or something.
That's crazy. I have no idea.
They just keep going. They make Rocky look like
a
miniseries.
By the way, they're all good.
They're so cheese.
They're all good.
They're terrible.
They're all
terrible,
good.
Terrible movies. Bad acting. They just they're Sunday afternoon movies where you want to just pay some money and have some fun, watch a bunch of stuff blow up and a bunch of people swear and act tough and see a bunch of muscly guys without their shirts on.
Actually,
is that why you like it?
There's almost no swearing in those movies.
Oh, come on. I think I could be 5 minutes into any of them and find a swear word. I swear to you. Escape from L.A. Unlawful Entry. Have we covered these? Oh, The Fox and the Hound. He was the voice. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I watched that. We watched that way too many times with our kids.
I understand. So the only movie on that list I'm partial to is Tombstone. So,
well, it's the greatest movie of all time.
I don't know about that. but it's certainly the one of the best Wyatt Earp.
It's on. It's on. Let's go.
That is a terrible thing for you to say to me.
Ding, ding. Let's go.
Had they followed the original script, I think it would have been even better than it turned out to be. But they had some problems and had to make some stuff up along the way. But other than that, it is a
To what are you referring?
The original director was fired. The original writer-director, I should say. He went over budget and was running late, so they tossed him. And, I mean, the big kind of secret behind that movie is Kurt Russell actually directed it or did a lot of the directing instead of the guy that was actually listed on the directing credit. And they had to adjust the story on the fly and do the best they could. And what they came out with was very good. But then you look at the original script and it's like, oh, there's so many other, for real historical Wyatt Earp moments, there are a lot of missed opportunities. And, but there is enough of them in the movie itself that it is one of the best.
I can't imagine them making it any longer. It's like a 3 hour something. It goes on forever.
That was only.
I could cut the lady out of the movie.
Well, no, you can't because she was pivotal to Mr. Earp's life.
Yeah, I didn't want to cover. That part of the. I want to just do the gunfights and all that stuff.
Well, okay. I've been to the grave.
I don't think I'm going to let you rest me today, Behan.
Yeah, I'm really surprised that you're not really talking about. So it really wasn't about Kurt Russell either, that movie.
It was about Wyatt Earp, yeah.
Holliday. Yeah, it was Val Kilmer. He made that movie.
Well, but.
No buts. There's no buts.
Okay. Yeah. There, okay.
99% of the time people are quoting Val Kilmer. Yeah, okay. You're right. I'm your Huckleberry.
Yeah, I understand. But it was
epic.
We started a game we never finished.
But there's no
fight to the death.
There is no Doc Holliday without Wyatt Earp. The two of them together are one of the biggest pairs in.
But
in
we're
history.
Talking about the movie itself.
Yeah, I know. I understand. Yeah. But yeah, if you take Doc out of it, you still have Wyatt Earp's and his brother Wyatt Earp and his brothers and their adventures. Doc in there makes it better. If Doc hadn't been there that day. In October, there probably wouldn't have been a gunfight because the Cowboys are trying to kill him. I'm a big Earp nerd, so I've been to the grave in Colma, by the way. Ooh. They're buried next to each other. And not Earp and Doc, but Earp and his sort of wife.
I have not yet begun to defile myself.
It seems we must redefine the nature of our relationship. I didn't know you were such a nerd on all that. Yeah, if Doc Holliday's not in the movie, it's an average movie. It's an average movie.
Well, I would go farther than that, though. I would say what's the other one?
Wyatt Earp. It's called Wyatt Earp. The one with Costner?
Who plays Doc in that movie? Did a really good job.
Yeah, Dennis Quaid is.
Dennis Quaid, yeah.
Costner. He does a really good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not the same. Val Kilmer just. That's one of his most epic performances.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's got an argument for being the GOAT right there.
Yeah, right there. Yeah,
greatest of all time, that performance was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I can't believe that it's just tossed in there with a bunch of these.
Three or four, yeah.
Big Trouble in Little China? Come on. It shouldn't even get mentioned.
Well, if you ever get a chance to go to Tombstone, I highly recommend it. It was a wonderful, wonderful visit. And one night, my father and I were at the bed and breakfast we were staying at, or the little hotel. Actually, we didn't get breakfast at all there. But we're out on the balcony. He's got a cigarette going, and you could see all the stars because there's no lights there. So at one point, I'm looking up at the sky, and my dad says, "Look across the street." And I look, and there is this very frightened dog running for his life, trying to go into this shadowy alley. Right behind the dog, running equally fast, is a freaking skunk.
Smart dog.
And it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen, a skunk chasing a dog who was bigger, but that dog was smart enough to know that you need to get away from the skunk. And so the dog makes a sharp left turn into this alley where it's all dark inside, and the skunk, just like in a cartoon, just stops. And he's looking around, and anyway, I guess the dog shook the pursuit, but skunk chasing a dog, one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
And that's like a microcosm of my life. I think I've been running from skunks my whole life.
Oh, haven't we all?
Hey, skunks, so we're struggling on the time thing.
But, no, we got 30 seconds to go.
It's probably a good time for us to mention there is a discussion about us adding a second hour.
Yeah.
There's some discussion. So if you have thoughts on this, you could email us. drakeandscott with three T's at gmail.com and let us know what you think.
Yes, I think that would be a
shout out to Elote in Alabama, who specifically asked for that second hour.
That's the text message you shared with us today? We'll see what we can work out. It sure would be nice, because sometimes it feels like we're just getting warmed up when the by the time the first hour ends. But speaking of getting warmed up, we have to get warmed up for our final segment here, back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy, but no Ziggy today on Radioslot.com. Back with our final segment, post-game wrap-up and Coach's Corner. So what do you guys got?
Well, anybody? I was thinking about timing. So I'm gonna tie Scott's third tee to the post-game report brought to you by timing. We've had a lot of weird timing lately with the stock market and such. And then I was thinking about when Trump got shot in the ear, and that was like the story. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you wait a few days and Biden drops out, and it just buried the Trump story. And I thought it was kind of brilliant on the Democrat side that they would do it at that timing to help.
Smoke and mirrors
and change the narrative and stuff like, you know,
pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Mm-hmm. And so I've been spinning on it. And then we talk about this school that's finally outlawed dumb phones from their school. And I was like, well, you missed the timing. The timing for that was like 10 years ago. You should have done that a long time ago.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, ban it after it's a problem, but you should have anticipated it would be a problem before it was a problem.
Yeah. And paying attention to your timing is huge. Like when you say something or when you hold your tongue, and you can miss the right time, or you can hit it right at the right time. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think timing's important. So there you go. There's your post-game report.
All right. Coach's Corner.
So this is, we were talking about this earlier. This actually kind of ties in with a sermon that my pastor did yesterday. Okay. But, you know, all the stuff that we talk about and just being humans and living this human experience. And we were talking about cups yesterday in church.
Dixie cups or cups. Coffee mugs or
coffee cups?
Yeah, cups.
Okay.
So you're holding a cup of coffee when someone comes along and bumps into you, making you spill your coffee everywhere. Why did you spill your coffee? Because someone bumped into me. I think that's the wrong answer. You spilled coffee because there was coffee in your cup. Had there been tea in your cup,
Drake, you would have spilled the tea.
You'd have
spilled the tea, I guess.
Whatever is inside the cup is what we will spill out.
Oh.
Therefore, when life comes along and shakes you, which will happen, whatever is inside you will come out. It's easy to fake it until you get rattled.
Mm.
So we have to ask ourselves, what's in my cup? When life gets tough, what spills over? Joy, gratitude, peace, humility, or anger, bitterness, victim mentality, and quitting tendencies.
Mm.
Life provides you a cup. You choose how to fill it. Let's work towards filling our cups with gratitude, forgiveness, joy, resilience, positivity, and kindness, gentleness, and love for others.
Nice.
Have a great day.
I agree.
Because you never know the timing.
Yeah. But this ain't that kind of show. I mean, this is the kind of show where we do stuff like this.
Why are you gay?
And we just, because have you noticed that was the only time we played it today? So we should
hold on a second. Do you have a cat in your pocket? Because I don't know that there's a we in that. We don't have access to the buttons.
Exactly.
So I think that we is a stretch.
Yes, I'm free of button responsibility.
Doesn't that make you gay?
You know,
No.
You don't want to get a little remote pad with buttons over here for me.
We almost made it through the whole show. We almost made it through the whole show.
I timed it just right, though, Scott. So, yeah, it's perfect timing.
Oh, it's the timing. So, yeah. Okay, back to.
But you know what?
Well played.
I think we do, on some level, want to be that kind of a show.
It would be nice if we could have every other show or a trade-off, or sometimes we do Brian Drake's Naked Cruelty and sometimes we don't, you know. So yeah, I agree.
Yeah, we'll have to have a name for this other thing, and maybe I'll take the lead on that.
Sure.
You know, if we talked about positive things more often, our cups would be full of better things. Sorry, I'm just trying to go along with you.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, I like it. I like it.
But we're still going to try to offend for those that are listening.
Or not listening. As I usually say, this is the best podcast nobody's listening to. Anyway. All right. Well, that's
no longer true.
Yeah. Well, thanks to you. So that's it for this week. Thanks for listening. We will be back next week. And it's time for Mary to throw her hat in the air. You're gonna make it after all. Meow.